Parshas Korach, the Parshas says, Vayika Korach ben Yitzar, ben Kohos ben Levi, Vidasim Baviram ben Eliyav, Vyom ben Pele ben Ruven. Vayakum lefnei Moshe v'anashim ibnei Yisrael, Chamishim Masayim Nisi Eda, 250 great Nisiim. Moshe takes them, Vayakum lefnei Moshe, Kruei Moed and Anshe Shem. Vayikalu Moshe v'al Haron v'yomer alehem, Rav lochem, it's too much for you. Ki chol eda kulam kadoshem, everyone in Klal Yisrael is kadosh. Uvesochem Hashem. Umadua tisnasu akahal Hashem. Why are you over everyone else? Vayishma Moshe v'yipola panov, he fell on his face. Vayidav el korach. V'kol ad salimo, boker, wait till the morning. V'yoda Hashem is kol ashelo. God will let us know who is for him, ve'es ha-kadosh, ve'hikriv, ve'es ha-she yivchar bo yekrivei lov. Zos asu, and Moshe says, this is what you will do. Kichu lochem machtos, korach v'cholach doso. U'tzenu bohen eish, v'simo alehim ketores, lefnei Hashem. Take shovel of machtos, and you put the ketores on it. Tomorrow, v'hayoha isha sheyivcha Hashem, hu akadosh rav lochem b'nei Levi. All of the svarim, all the mefarshim, rishonim, achronim, ask very similar questions. First of all, why do we have to mention the names of all the whole family? What was his argument? What was the great chait of Korach? But what I want to focus on more than all of these other questions is what is the idea of the Ketores? Why does Ketores take center stage in the Hakrava? It is through the Ketores that we will be able to see the deep idea of what was the Chait. The Meshech Chachma, explaining in the Haftorah for Parshas Devarim, the Pasuk says, Lo sosifu havi mincha shav. Yeshaya is telling Klal Yisrael, don't bring me anymore the mincha shav. Ketores toeva hili. The ketores that you bring is a toeva. Why? What was wrong with the ketores? What was it? Hine mincha eini kriva b'shutfim. The Meshech Chachma says that a mincha is not given b'shutfis, rak b'yachid. Uvitzibur ba'a mincha l'fishatzibur hu b'klu yaso k'ma yachashu hu ish echad. Just as there is a Klal Yisrael, it's one entity, so too is a yachid, one entity, one individual. But you can't give it with shutfis. V'chol echad mo'i l'chaveiro k'ma shekol eva mo'i l'chaveiro. When it comes to a tzibur, you look at the tzibur just like you have all of the yevarim, all of the bones, all the limbs, everything that's part of a body connects to one, so too in the tzibur. Uchiyotzi b'zev lochen kiven shehefsidu malas ha'achdus. Since in the time of the Churban Habayis, unity dissipated. V'chol echad rotzo levloa chavera, everyone wanted to swallow up his friend. V'hoyu kitzinei sedom v'amora. They were offshoots of stone v'amora. Imkain kol echa nivda b'fnei etzma. Everyone focused on themselves. They were separate. Imkain lo so siva havi minchashav. Don't bring me a minchas anymore. V'chein ha-ketores. Shekol echa nispasei mechavero. We say, but the pizza ma-ketores, if you leave out one ingredient, shechayv misa. Why is that? Why should we say, I left one person, one ingredient out. V'chein ketores shekol echam is basei mechavero. It is together. It is this concept of unity amongst all of the ingredients that gives it the beauty, the pleasure. Gives it that reyach nichoach, the beautiful smell. But when you leave one ingredient out, it's a foul odor. V'gam chalbano reyach nichoach. Avo kishakol echam ufuzar bifnei atzmo, halo ketores toeva hi. But when it's separate, it's a toeva. Kamo shehi beprotisio, shechabena reya ra, and its own, the chabona doesn't smell nicely. V'kreviu no lefet lepsoch, lo ucha levin batzora, she yasifa ma'avon, hayna she yaskima kulam atachona at achasro. The Ketores represents that aspect of the carbon, the Ketores of the unity, the Achdus Yisrael, the unity of all of Klal Yisrael as they approach the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So let us begin with this idea, and perhaps you can have a better understanding or a deeper idea of why is it in the, what does it mean that you're Chayiv Misa? So what was the chait of Korach? It's a beautiful idea in the Divrei Bina with the Rav of Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov Mibiala. Ki yadua shaharamach mitzvahs asay, v'shasam mitzvahs losa asay. All of the mitzvahs asay, all of the losa asays, hei mechavana neged ramach evarim v'shasagidim shabadam. It represents all of the limbs, the veins, everything of a man. Sha'ayidei kiyum ha-mitzvah sa'asei v'lo sa'asei, ayidei zed nishlam ha'odam v'na'asa komish l'musa. Through all of this, all of these limbs, all of the evarim, you have a completeness of man. V'hinei lahavin eichi tochen zos, halo yesh kamen mitzvah shehem shayachim rak l'kohanim, but as far as mitzvahs are concerned, when you say tayag mitzvahs, it's impossible for one individual to be mekayim all tayag mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs that are given to the kohanim. V'chein kamen mitzvahs shayachim liYisrael, but lo l'kohanim. V'yesh mitzvahs shemil l'melech, and then there are mitzvahs that are given to a king. V'echiyucha la'adam l'hashav es atzma l'yos komash l'ema mikor ramach mitzvahs asay, v'shin say, lo sasay. Af al yedei yis achtus. How could it be? There's only one way this could happen. I mean, is it a mitzvah to gerish? Everyone has to get divorced. Is it a mitzvah of yibum? Everyone has to do a yibum somehow. You must do shechita. There's so many mitzvahs that, first of all, not shy to each individual. And then there are certain mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem, we won't have to accomplish that. You don't have to have a divorce. In Baruch Hashem, you won't have to do yibum. It's only one way for the Tayag mitzvahs to be accomplished. If you look at all of Klal Yisrael as one, then you can accomplish it. Ayidei zeh heim nechshavim ki ish echad mamash. Ayidei tziruf ha-mitzvah shemekayim ha-melech o ha-kohanim v'arehu nechshav ki ilu kol Yisrael gam kein osu zeh ha-mitzvah ayidei histachlus v'ayidei zeh nishmul kulam. It's only when you look at Klal Yisrael as a whole, all of Tariq mitzvahs can then be accomplished. If you reject this idea that you cannot accomplish all of Tariq mitzvahs, and you're negating the will, the Ratzon of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course you're Chayiv Misa, because then you're Mori B'Malchus. Hinei ha-mitzvos heim shayachim l'chol echad, kimfi ma shara ve-hivinu Hashem Yisborach, b'chachmasu Yisborach ha-kol ish Yisrael. Everyone is chayiv in mitzvos according to what God thought for him or her to do. Shezeh ha-ish shayich lo inyin ha-kahuna. Ulezeh leviyah, this person is worthy of being a Kohen, and this person is worthy of being a Levi. And this person is worthy as a hamelucha to be in a kingship. Ve'en shum ish af hagadol shebi Yisrael yochel lasos zeh ha-mitzvah ma sheshayach l'chaveiro. No one can do the mitzvah that belongs to someone else. Kemo she'evarim shebeguf ha-adam ha-einayim ro'im ha-yadayim osim melacha. The eyes see. The arms osim melacha. Ha-raglayim ha-halchim, the legs you walk. Hape ochel, hayitokim she'enayim yirtzu l'achol. Should the eyes want to eat? O hape yirtzu l'ros, or the mouth to see? Mi'acha she'kein, hitviya Hashem yisparach b'chachmasu yisparach. Eskol eva ve'ever, yasipul osipul vad. God's ratzon was that every eva will do what it was destined, what it was created to do. Lefichach ein shum hisnasas le'evra echad al chaveiro. Mi'acha shekol echad tzorach lepulasol shel chaveiro. No, just as every aspect of the body needs the other part of the body in order to complete its task, so too, every individual in Klal Yisrael needs another member of Klal Yisrael to do his task in order to complete the total. V'cheinu b'prat gamkein. Shekol abriya sheba olam kol achas pulasa ba'olam hu meshun mechaber. Everyone has a difference. And what did he say? Boker, wait until morning. Wait until morning. Just as morning is different than the Erev. And just as you can't change the Boker into Erev, the Erev into Boker, these are two separate entities, so too. You cannot change the Ratzon, that one individual is Chayiv in one aspect of a mitzvah, and another in a different aspect of a mitzvah. Ein shum beri yechol la'asos pe'ulas chaveiro. You can't do the job of your friend. V'chein be'inyin hazmanim sheyesh yemei hachol, yom ha'shabbos, Yom Tovim? There are days that are chol, there are days that are Shabbos, the days that it's Yom Tov. Shebe'emes zman echon ve'em kishurim zebezeh. Rach Hashem yisparach b'choch moso biras yom hashvi l'kadesh oso v'hashesis yomim yuhimei hamasa. Just as the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided it's Shabbos, the seventh day. That's when Shabbos is. U'be'emes heim echon ki below hashishas yom, but without the 6 days. Lo yiel yom shvi, you can't have a seventh day. V'chein b'prata hayom and mikol hashana en yom echad dom l'chaver. And every day is different during the year. U b'chol yom ose pe'ula shelo hashayachas eilov davka. V'lo l'chaver and not to his friend. And this was where Korach fell. K'hu ha'yasove shemisha hu melech o kohen gadol. Hu mitzad chashivas ha'adam yotze mechavero. He thought it was a din in gaiva. He thought that the person who's a melech, the person who's a kohen gadol, the person who's a rosh yeshiva, it gives him greater chashivas. Lo mitzah gezeres mehashem yisparach, ulefichach iras al kahuna. It's not from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the gezera of the Hashem yisparach. And therefore, he wanted to be a Kohen Gadol. Madu Abachaba Aaron Dafka. Why Aaron? Ze Perish Rashi. Vayikach Korach. Shalokach etz atzmo letzarecha. He took him to another place. One side. Hainu shehefrid atzma mehadas vamiti. He separated himself from the truest truth. Ladas acheres. Atshemizeh hadas bola oral kahuna. He came with such a wrong hashkafa that it led to him wanting to be a Kohen Gadol. But Tamtis had the varim hiki klal Yisrael einam nechshav leklal Yisrael ela betzirof kol hayachidim. There is no klal Yisrael without every individual. Shainu kol yachid v'yachid yesh lo tafkid miyuchad. Every individual has its own tafkid v'yesh lo kochos miyuchadim hanidrashim lemilui tafkid zeh. And it's his own character, his own abilities, his own personality that allows him to fulfill this particular tafkid. Also, Yochel Rakulim, only he can fulfill it. V'rach kach, b'tzir of kol yechidim. It's like an orchestra. The most beautiful orchestra, the sound, the melody of an orchestra is when all of the musicians are playing all of the different instruments in concert. And it's all necessary. Each individual is necessary, no matter how small a part he's playing in the orchestra, but that's what creates the most beautiful sound. Alkola tafkidim v'hakochos ashelahem. Nasa haklal Yisrael kuma shleima. V'kivin shikene en shum makom le'echel le'kanei b'tafkid ashraver. And therefore, there's no reason to be jealous. Kishnei ha-tafkidim ha-kotam v'ha-kodol nidrashim b'mida shava l'shleimus klal Yisrael. Similarly, and this is what is written in the Sefer of Shem and Rosh, Rabbi Yosha Anshil Katz, Vayoma Hashem Eli Ravloch. What does it mean, Ravloch? Why is it Ravloch is going to be with Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu? And Moshe Rabbeinu is davening and davening, Pashas Vezchan, and if I says, Ravloch, enough for you. Amr Levi Rabisa Barabi Sruhu. Why Baravloch? What was the pshat that he kept on bringing out to him? So he said, Hine Omru Chazal, Mibnei Ma Nitzava Moshe Likonis the Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Did he want to go because I wanted to taste the Sheva Minim? Elakacham Moshe. Harbe mitzvos in Tavu Yisrael that ain't Mekayimim Elabi Eretz Yisrael. There are so many more mitzvos I was never able to be Mekayim, and I want to be able to Mekayim. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Echanes Anila Eretz Kadesh Yiskayim Kulam Ayidai. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael to be Mekayim all of these mitzvahs. Akein gam lo boham anam eisa Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Ravloch, what did you tell Korach? Ravloch, it's not enough that you were chosen for this tafkid to be a Levi? It's not enough what you were offered to do with this? You needed more? It's the same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Ravloch, dailoch, behamitzvah shayachim locho. It's enough for the mitzvahs that you received. And don't look, don't have a taiva for mitzvahs that was not given to you to perform. Comes of Shneya Cutler. The pasuk in Tehillim, Diminu Elokim Chastecha, Bekarvech Lekha Shmecha Lokim Kaintilosecha Kitzheretz. B'nei Korach mitzchiloson choshu shekidei lahagila malas gedolos. They thought in order to get on high, in order to come so close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to all, to come to the mila, the highest mila, tzrichim la'asos ha'avoda lefnei lefnim kodem melech al yom. There's only one way to accomplish it. To inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. V'lochein tanu kicholei dekulim kadoshim. V'chulim ra'uni la'avoda zu. Therefore they asked, let us go inside, let us, we are Kulam Kadoshim. Everyone is holy. Why should it only be the Kohen Gadol? V'lama lo kachnem gadol lezu la'atzmechem. Why did you take this for yourselves? V'ein atom arashim l'shum adam lihonis meziv shechinas yisborach. Only you should have the enjoyment, only you should have the ziv shechina. Emnon achash and nentra, after they got punished, Hikiruladas, they realized ki bechol hatayeg mitzvahs yecholum hiskarei v'lashem yisporech. You think physically you have to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim in order for you to come close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Every mitzvah that a Jew does brings him in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Balatanya says, we say the Lashon Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvot Sovetzivanu. The Lashon Asher Kiddushanu is a din and kiddushin of marriage. Every single mitzvah that we do is as if we're getting married to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, bringing us closer. Lav dafka through the Beis HaMikdash. Lav dafka through the Kohen Gadol coming into the Kodesh Kadoshim. And indeed, the Kodesh Kedoshim, the only way the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim is through the Ketores. And it seems so simple now, so beautiful. Why is that? Because the Ketores represents all of Klal Yisrael. All of the ingredients are necessary in order to have this Reach Nechoach. And therefore, all of Klal Yisrael together are walking in with the Kohen Gadol. It's not by himself. He's walking with all of us. He physically walks in there. But it's all of Klal Yisrael that is in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'ein adava toli b'hakrovas karbonos v'haktoros ketoros b'vad. It's not just through the karbonos or the ketoros. V'zesha amro domino l'kim chasdecho. Me'ikarov, at first, she'ein l'mto l'kim rak b'kerevechelo. We thought that you could only find the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'kerevechelecha only in his heichel. La'avod l'shores b'shem Hashem l'fnai l'fnim b'kadosh kadoshim. Aval acha kach nochachu ladas ki kishimcha l'kim humalei kadosh kavod. We realize just like your name, your essence is in all of the land. Kain tihi l'teifu lecho k'tiaretz. Every aspect we're able to worship you in all of the land. And every mitzvah can worship in all of the land. And every mitzvah so brings you closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Sifrei Musar explain, when the Ger comes over to the hill unto Shammai, and Yeshamai throws him away. He says, teach me all of Tola Regalachas. And the Hillel, he says, V'yahavtel reicha kamocha, don't do to others. And then come back, I'll teach you everything else. Why was that enough? The Sifrei Musar explained, the Chol Adam tzorach l'kayim kol tayig mitzvahs. V'im ein mekayim kol tayig mitzvahs, tzorach gilgul od hapan. If you don't do all of the mitzvahs, see, the gilgul, you have to come back into this world. But it's impossible. Come on, mitzvahs yibam and chalitza, mitzvahs mila, l'misha ein lo ben, u'l'misha lo meis echa b'lobanim. V'im kein eich nitzo megilgul, it's not possible for everyone to be mekayim all of the mitzvahs. Ach, however, im mekayim mitzvahs v'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha. What does that mean, v'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha? The respect, the love that you have for all of Klal Yisrael. The fact that you're not Makana, your friend, your chaver, who he is the Melech, he is the Kohen, he is the Levi. He has certain mitzvahs that I weren't able to be Makayim, but the love of it is because we're together. Together we're in this to create an achdus of completion called Tayag Mitzvos. Im kein kol Yisrael nechshavim kaguf echad, v'yotzei mishe mekayim hamitzvah v'mashe mekayim chaveiro. This is pshat also in Chabad, the minhag of Chabad to start. In the davening of the say, to say, in the mukham, you say, the mekayim, the mitzvah, v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. When you say those words, v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha, when you accept it upon yourself, in belief, and the stick of what it means for Haftal Reichu Kamocha, you're entering into the Heichel Hashem with all of Klal Yisrael, and not simply as an individual. Nesiva Shalom says, "Ve'es hadvar me'elish l'gimel madregas chalukos leviyah kahuna kahuna gedola." Heishim Moshe Tshuva, he says to the Taina of Koach, Ki bezeh hoya begam shekorach badasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu boris Klal Yisrael hiyos chativa achas. He created all of Klal Yisrael to be one entity. Umi ka'amecho Yisrael goechad ba'aretz. V'yo'achta sheklal Yisrael nimnes mikol sheyesh mem gimel madregos. And how is the achtas together? There's Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. The whole Elu Hashlosha Mekablan Din Medin Mekusharim Kulim Keachad. Everyone does this on Aspen. They're tied together. They need each other. That is the Ratan Hashem. He wants that there should be a Kohenim. The Kohenim should get up in front on a Yom Tov. He wants that part of the Leviim. They wash their hands. They wash the hands of the Kohanim. And then the Kohanim bless the people. V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. Did you see the Kohen when he's benching you? Believe the beauty of this. It's a certain achdus. And together we're marching together to be an oved Hashem. The ayid is a notzar hagoy echad. And that's how we become one. Korach hayecholak al inin zeh, he disagreed. De Korach polag al shalom. He was destroying peace. Shehechzik be'alma de pruda v'sova, she'einam Yisrael tzorach lehiyos goyechad. V'yal pizeh mefarshim masha amek yichola eidah kulim kadoshim. Shelechora matim yotza alash. It's such a beautiful language. Everyone's kadosh. You agree. Who doesn't agree? Everyone has kulim kadoshim. Kichola eidah kulim kadosha. Elish shemashmos kulim kadosha hi shebechlal Yisrael hu hatchativa achas. But Korach says, no. Sh'eidah murkeves miyichidim nefrodim. It's everyone on their own. Everyone to worship. Everyone has the ability. Why do I have to listen to the Chachmei Yisrael? Why can't I interpret every line of the Torah the way I want to interpret it? Why must I listen to another? Why should it be that he has the chiyuv to put on a talis and I do not? Why should it be that he wears a tefillin and I do not? Shekulam kadoshim ve'enam kashurim lehiyos goyechad. But through the idea of Korach, we don't need each other. Everyone could do the Kiddush. Everyone could be mespalel on their own. Everyone can go into the Kodesh Kedoshim on their own. Why do we need a shul? Why do we need a community? Kulam Kedoshim. She'im zeh guf echad she'kol chalav kishuru muchadam hare behechroch alav lehiyos murkov mimadrego shonos chaluka zu mizu v'tzorach rosh lekulam. Umishim hachin, therefore Korach was killed, was punished how? Be'onash ha'geruah be'yosa. The terrible punishment. Shenimra Maria miuchedes lanisha. The open, the psichas or adama was created in the bein hashmashos of Briyas ha'olam. The fishah cheitcha Korachu pegam gada b'chlal Yisrael.
His idea would have destroyed all of Klal Yisrael. It also negated the very purpose of creation.
And Asir Shalom continues. He says, "Va pize yeshoma ma esaini shemigav acha parshas Korach nemar." All of a sudden, after this, we speak about the Chof Dalid Matanas, the 24 Matanas that we give a Kohen. Why is it here? Lekach nismecha parsha zu, Rashi says. Lekan lefi shabo korach ve'ira keneged Aaron al kahuna. He challenged Aharon. It's not simply that we're rewarding Aharon, but it's more than that. It's saying that you missed the point to create a society where each one helps the other.
The whole presence that we give to the Kahuna Bala Chazek is Hefacha Pegam Sheh HaKorach,
to show the opposite. Undo the harm of Korach. Ki shleimus klal Yisrael de kohanim leviim v'yisraelim. V'tzarash yetomet kesher ben kol hamadregos.
There also always needs to be a tie between all of the different levels. It teaches you to look at every individual in klal Yisrael with great chashivas. To see that each individual has what to offer to create the whole. The teacher needs a student. The student needs a teacher. The Kohen needs a Yisrael to bench him. And the Yisrael needs a Kohen to receive the bracha.
Zehu inyan chav dalad matanos, kemo she'ama harav hakadosh merojim.
It's the giving that ties the nosein and the makabel. It doesn't matter who it is. It teaches you achdus. For a person, when you see an ani walking in the street, how a person should feel, Baruch Hashem, I have the ability to give tzedakah to this individual. And that's how a person has to think when he's doing every single mitzvah. Let me finish with the idea from the Avodas Avoda. The problem with Korach, the fact that he kulam kadoshim, was a din in gaiva. I could do everything on my own. I don't need anyone else. And every individual should think like this. This is what was the lesson, the limud, the hashkafa of Korach. So the Avodas Avoda, the Tosha Rebbe says, v'zehu echem ani yisodos ha'ikorim, asher habal shein tov ha'kodesh limud ha'san. That's what he taught us. Kimuva pamim rabbos besifrei tamidav ha'kadoshim, kim adam ovid avodoso l'chavad asmo, for a person does the Avodas Hashem for his own honor, liknos lo shein tov, ve'enu ovid l'tar nefesh memidas ha'gaibas, li'yoshafo be'eni atmo te'akol, if you don't look at yourself, that you are necessary and needed in order for an other to, you need others. Azai ein avodaso mekubelos lefanav yisparach. So then your avoda is not mekubel in front of Kodesh Baruch ve'ein hashmina sharimo. Kemo she'amru chazal. Ein ani v'hu yichol modur ba'olam. I can't live with him. It's gaiva. It's too much. V'kivin she'ein hashmina sharimi. Le'esha hasitra achra achizah b'avodaso. So therefore, if he can't be, his avoda is not with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The sitra da achras in is with his avoda. Ki b'makom asha en koach ha-kadosh ha-shora, shora sham koach ha-hefech, rachman al-tzlan. If kedusha cannot come close to your avoda, then the vacuum is filled with the sitra da achra. V'chein hava uvda kasher ha-choza ha-kodesh me-blublin. Zechusa yagi aleinu. Nasa pamachal sa rabba hakadosha Rebbe Melech. So the Chozer Miblublin went to see his Rebbe Elimelech Milizinsk. Ame bederach beir achas hakrova lulins. V'rog ki rav shal osa ir hu ish chashiv ma'od v'tamen chacham. So he's a tremendous leader, tremendous tamen chacham. V'gam mispala beslavas v'hachoza hakadosh hiskashim av yedidus. He was so impressed with him. So finally the Choza asked him, have you ever gone see some of these tzaddikim? I didn't go anywhere. I didn't go to any tzaddik. Come with me to my Rebbe. I'll go. Ach b'yomim eilo ha'yotar be'ezin Torah, I'm busy, I'm doing some kind of din Torah, but Eniyach Lissai says, okay, I'll wait for you. B'chol pam, every time, kasher ha'choza ha'kodesh ba'al ha'rebi, Rebbe Melech, ho'ya ha'rebi, Rebbe Melech, yotar the cross of b'simcha rabba, every time he would come, his Rebbe would come out, so happy to see him. Aval ato kasher ba'al yachan, and also harav, lo pono, I love harav, Rebbe Elmet, didn't turn to him whatsoever. And didn't turn even to his dechosa. Adarabah. He siv ponav bimenu elachalom shebechader. He looked another way out of his way as if he doesn't see him. So after a few minutes, he finally says, what's going on? So he asked this Rav to sit in the anteroom and said, I must speak to my Rebbe. And once he goes to Rebbe Milblin Levado, Amar Rav Melech, Nasim Lo Shalom B'Simcha Rabba, V'Amalom Miu Zehu Isha Shehaveitzu Likan. Who is this person? Harei Koach HaSitra Acharin Nechazet Bo. The Sitra D'Achra is with him. It's a person who's learning Torah. He's a Rebbe. He was a Gadol. He was a Dayan. But he was filled with the Sitra D'Achra. Amala Rebbe Milubim, Halo Reisi Kihu Ish Kosha Mispalel. Amala Rebbe Lamelech, Emeskin, he does. That's true. Havalavodosom Uveras Bipnius Lashem Gaius Vihura. But he's doing it for the wrong reason. He wants a shame. He wants to be known as a Gadol. And because of that, his whole Kavanah, his whole Itzumo, his whole purpose in life, was not l'shem kedusha, and therefore it was emptiness. Asher chaza Rebim Lublin lachsani higidlo also Rav. He told him, let me tell you what happened. And the man began to cry. He says, I have to do tshuva. You have to help me. And indeed, Rabbi Elmel says, you have to wait for my brother Rav Zisha, and together we're going to be mispal and we'll work with you to change you, to bring you into the proper way, manner of Avodas Hashem. The proper manner of Avodas Hashem is kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam giborim, v'chulam osim b'eimam ratzon konam. But the emphasis is on kulam. It's not simply doing the ratzon of Hashem, but doing the ratzon Hashem with all of Klal Yisrael. That was the pshat of the Ketores. That was what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to show Korach. And that was saying in the first psukim. He comes, let's read the psukim again, by Yikolu. By Yikach Korach, he separated himself. He had a whole hashkafa. He separated from the idea of what was trying to be accomplished. All of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim were together to create the moment to bring Yemei HaMashiach, but Kulam, all of us together. And where did you come from? It came from this idea, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Gehas, Ben Levi. You're speaking of who his ancestors were. Levi the teacher. Levi the Levi, this is your job. I saw one beautiful understanding. Rav Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Korach, what? I don't understand you. The Kohanim, they get paid for everything they're doing. The Chavdal Matanos, the beautiful Begadim. You're doing everything Lashma. Lashma. Everything's Lashma. What a high level. What do you want? V'yakum l'vnei Moshe v'anshei b'nei Yisrael chamishim asayim nesidi eda. Kru moed anshei Hashem. All of these individuals, they were like this Rav. They were like this rabbi that the Chozim and Lubumim met. They were created. They were Talmidei Chachamim. But there was something missing in their avoda. The gaiva that was within them. Thinking that they themselves and only they themselves can come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Each and every one of us must go into the Kodesh Kodashim. Without realizing not everyone is zocha to be, and no one, not everyone should be zocha to it. The reason is there has to be some specialness in this world. And the reason is that you have to have individuals who do and other individuals who cannot. It's to teach us that all of us are in need of each other. Vayishma Moshe v'yipol apanav. He fell on his face as he realized all of his teachings are for naught. V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. V'yidar bel korach v'chol adasel in boker. Wait until morning. Wait until morning. One night, say in the morning, think it over. Think about what you're trying to accomplish. Let the nighttime leave. Or boker, as we explained before, boker, you can't change the way of the world. This is the Ratzon Hashem. There's a reason for this. There's such a greater understanding of what could be accomplished if you listen to what the Ratzon is. V'yoda Hashem is kol ha-shalovas ha-kodesh v'krivos ha-viskosh yibo yakriv. Zos ha-su k'chulachem machtos korach v'chol ha-tasos nuhu ha-eish v'simo hem ketores. Bring the carbon ketores. And you'll see that your ketores will not be accepted. It's missing ingredients. It's missing the ingredients that are required in the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone, kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, all of us are necessary to create the achdus, the ichud, the unity, and the purpose of all of Klal Yisrael to be an Oved Hashem.